Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Well, now about 2.5 weeks out from the Iowa caucuses, let's look ahead in the context of where we've come, as laid out by President Barack Obama in his final State of the Union address this week. Joining me in conversation is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Frank, what do you say we take up some of the president's talking points in the context of how they resonate with public opinion? The president said anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
Well, interesting point. When we look at it both internationally and domestically, I don't think we would say that what the president said fits in with public opinion. We've asked before, what's the number one power economically in the world? Americans say China. We've also said, is the United States the number one economic power in the world, or just one of many leading economic powers? And the majority, significant majority, say just one of many leading economic powers. And also, the president said the economy is not in decline, it's getting better. When we ask Americans, is the economy getting better, getting worse right now, we have a majority who say getting worse, not better. It's only about 30% who say it's getting better. So when you put all that together, I would say the public probably is not in tune with President Obama when he said those things about how great the economy is.
For how long has China been perceived to be at the pinnacle?
I would say 14 years, because we did ask this in 2000. The first time we actually asked it, so I don't know what Americans would have said going back to the roaring 20s or what have you, but back then the U.S. was number one, but in more recent years it has been China.
Let's go overseas foreign policy, where the president said Tuesday night that the United States is the most powerful nation on earth, period. It's not even close.
The American public would agree if he's talking about the military, because we asked that same question we just talked about. Is the U.S. number one economically? We say, is the U.S. the number one military power in the world? And there we have a majority of Americans who say yes. So the public would agree with him. The public likes the military. That's number one on our confidence and institutions list. So there you get a yes from the American public.
What does the American public then think about the House of Representatives, who were certainly in attendance at the president's address?
Well, it's an interesting question. His approval, Obama's approval, as he stood before them with Biden and Ryan behind him, was about 45-46%. The men and women who spread out in front of him, members of Congress, approval as a body, 16%. So that's like a 3-to-1 ratio. Obama's approval much higher than Congress as a body. Although we always have to say, when you ask people about their individual person in Congress, of course, it's a lot higher. But as a body, terrible ratings for Congress.
Though I understand increasingly voters don't affiliate with a specific party.
Yeah, that's a fascinating point that we've talked about this in religious context, Dave. 20% of Americans now, when you say, what religion are you? You say, none. They're not Baptist. They're not Catholic. They're not Jewish. They don't have a religious affiliation. We're seeing the same thing when it comes to party ID now. We have about 42% of Americans who say they're independent when we ask them, are you Republican or Democrat or independent? And that's within 1 point of being the highest that we've ever measured at Gallup. It was 43% last year. And so that means that the percent who identify as Democrats or Republicans are at or near record lows. In fact, the 29% who say they're Democrats is the lowest identification with the Democratic Party in our Gallup history.
Though the religious nuns, I presume by definition, have unplugged from organized religion, are the independent voters unplugged from the political process?
Well, that's an interesting question. They don't like to identify with the party, but obviously in most elections, you have to vote for one or the other. And when we probe these independents, the 42%, and say, all right, do you lean one way or the other? All but about 12% will say, yeah, I'll lean one way or the other. And typically they would vote for one party or the other. But what we're finding is we just don't have this top of mind, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, certainly that we have found in past years and past decades.
And it's difficult to, for example, put either Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders in a traditional Republican or Democratic box.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, one of the big stories of this election season is that candidates who are outside the mainstream, including Ben Carson, who did well for a while there, and the two you mentioned doing well, although Sanders is an elected senator from Vermont, he's an independent. So he's kind of iconoclastic. But that's right. That may be one of the reasons why these non-traditional politicians are doing well, is Americans no longer adhere to the strict kind of party identification that we've seen in the past.
Back to the president, who also made a point of saying, if anybody still wants to dispute the science around climate change, have at it.
A majority of Americans now will say that the effects of climate change are being felt. But actually, it's in the low 50% range now. And at one point, about a decade ago, it was up at 60%. So that's been going down, not up. The two big things about climate change from the public's perspective are, one, they are not worried about it. Only a third say they worry a lot about it. When we say, what environmental problems bother you? Pollution of drinking water much higher than global warming. When we say, what's the most important problem facing the country? Almost no Americans mention global warming or climate change, which is interesting. And also, the second thing I would say is it's become partisan. The fascinating change is that Republicans now view this like they view Obamacare. It's a symbolic issue, it looks like to us. So when you say climate change, Republicans seem to say, yeah, that's that liberal effort to try to put more controls on the oil and gas industry and so forth. So it's got a lot of political overtones nowadays.
Frank, before I let you go, let me ask, what's your favorite way to spend an evening?
Listening to WHYY Radio.
Perfect.
Or curled up with a nice statistics book looking at public opinion. I know you asked that question because we've been asking that since 1960. We just re-ask it. And the big change is it used to be Americans would say watching TV. In fact, almost half of Americans in the 60s would tell an interviewer, watching TV is what I like to do at night. But that's dropped way down now. And what Americans say is staying home. Isn't that interesting? They don't say going to a party or they don't say looking at my screen. They simply say staying home is what they like to do. And watching TV has dropped down by about a third.
Though presumably many of those who were watching TV were doing it in their homes. Do Americans say more specifically what endeavors they're embarking on in the home?
No, we don't follow up, so we don't know what they're doing. But what I think we're seeing is it used to be watching TV was a big deal. Now, I think if we follow people around the video camera, they're certainly still looking at screens, but now they're little screens, they're smartphones, they're tablets, and when they do watch TV, they're watching programming that they recorded earlier that it comes through Netflix and so forth. So I think it's a whole different scenario now about screens where Americans don't even think about it. It's like, well, I'm breathing, I'm looking at a screen, right? So when we call them up and say, what do you like to do at night? They don't say watching TV because that's no longer a big deal like it used to be back in the 60s and 70s.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.